I'm joined here by Joe Hughley. Joe, how are you?
Good morning, handsome Jack. How are you today?
Doing well.
Speaking of the meal processing center, I made shareable, or I should say my daughter did, because I'm not that tech savvy, but that meeting, and I think that meeting is the 28th at the Quality Inn, I believe.
Okay.
At, I think, 6 o'clock, and boy, I would just encourage everybody to show up. We have a very large, as you know, vested interest in that, keeping that meal processing locally. I'm not sure of the logic that is going to save time and money by taking mail they've collected in North Platte, driving it to Denver, separating that mail, bringing it back here, and having it postmarked and sent out. But, you know, sometimes the people in Washington and other places see things a little bit different when it comes to operational efficiency. So I'm just hopeful that they will have an open ear. And we will have some input that maybe will make a difference in trying to keep that locally. So thank you for mentioning that, Jack. That's important.
Yes, it is important.
You talked about the snow and rain coming. Boy, what a blessing this last snow was. A lot of good moisture gone.
A lot of good moisture, and now it's most of it's all gone, but that's okay. And, we needed it bad here in Lake County.
The good part about that was it wasn't a lot of wind with it. I think we had 17, 18, 19 inches throughout the county. A good part of that sort of in this local central Lincoln County area. I got to give a shout out to our road crew. I know they were out, all night the night that it snowed, and several of them. And I was in the shop at about 10 after 4, and they had already left again. They left at 4. We had several crews go back out. So they put in a lot of hours. I think they did a wonderful job. And I know the people out there in the rural areas are certainly appreciative of that. So, yeah, great moisture. We needed it, and I'm sure our fire people are smiling. They're took that risk off a little bit, at least for a week or two, and until the wind comes and dries things out again. But you know, the good part is April is typically one of our rainier months. So maybe we can get some help moisture wise. I know the farmers and ranchers really need that, as you know, it's vital for livestock as well as crops, and it's really what we're out here in central Nebraska. And good news. Yeah, well, we had a meeting. It was actually a long meeting. I think I didn't leave until after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
I think the meeting was over about 2:30. A goodly amount of that time was we had a public hearing on the 2024 tax exemption on real estate and personal property hearings. Every, I think, 4 or 5 years, the assessor has to do a complete listing and review all the properties as to their exemption status. Those people are notified, but they're not notified whether it's approved or not approved, because that's up to the Lincoln County Board of Equalization to actually take and put the final action on the recommendation from the assessor. So we did that, and I'm glad to say that we were able to release a vast majority of those people early on in the process. And unless they had a status that changed either from tax exempt to partially exempt, or with a taking the exemption totally away, we just dismissed those people with letting them know that there would be no change, and they probably would need to sit around 4 or 5 hours listening to the rest of the hearing. They were welcome to, but certainly didn't need to if they didn't want to. So yeah, that took up a lot of time. Most of it was not without change, but there were several pieces of property that were changed and allowed those individuals and or organizations or corporations to have their input, and once we closed the public hearing, then of course the board went in and took their action, but it was their time to speak, and so made a long day, but it was an interesting day and one that needed to happen. So
yeah, taking a look at your guys' agenda here, it seems that you guys discussed and considered the pay application, the fifth one for the Sutherland North Bridge project.
Yeah, glad to report on that. That bridge project is probably about a third completed. Right now, they moved, I think, from the south side or south abutment to the north side of the river. We're waiting on steel girders to set on the south side, but rather than just sitting there, you know, there's always other things to be doing, so they moved over and started working from the north side over. I don't think that there will be a long delay on the girders. I think they're expecting those in good time. We are a little bit ahead of schedule right now, knock on wood, but we have to remember that in these next couple of months with the rains and stuff can really slow down a construction project outside. So optimistically looking forward to that project, but don't want to be too over-assuring that that's going to be completed ahead of time, because there's still a lot of unknowns that can happen. So yeah, that was a good thing. We did talk about that. We had a little update on the project from Jason Schultz, the Lincoln County Highway Superintendent, and one other thing I which was happening looking at the agenda. Text-to-my-gov is something that Lincoln County has entered into an agreement for the first time. And for example, if the courthouse is going to be closed, we would have in the past a calling tree where maybe our board assistant would start it out by calling each of the elected officials and department heads. They in turn would maybe call four people on their calling tree. Each of those four would call another four, and just breaking it down from the top. So it was kind of a cumbersome product that at that point it did work, and that's something we've always done. But right now, where we have the capability of putting out a blast text or a mass text to all of those county employees or for all of the residents within the county, it just saves so much time and gets that information out there and disseminated so much quicker. So we originally had contracted, I think, with 75,000 hits, if you will, not knowing really how far that would take us. We've already exceeded that, so we entered into, I believe it's a three-year contract, and I could be wrong on that. I think there's 300,000 messages a year that we can put out. Not all of those will be blast messages. Some of those will be just within the courthouse. Some will go to different organizations, but at least allow us to get information disseminated out to the public in probably about as quick a border as we've ever been able to do. So yeah, that was good, and I'm glad that we had a couple of elected officials that brought that to the board's attention, and glad that we took that action. Yeah,
text-my-gov seems like it'll be a very savvy thing for Lincoln County citizens. Just get those alerts, get those messages right on their phone, and make it super, super easy for us.
Yeah. And then the RAISE grant application, for those that don't know, that is an acronym. It's a planning grant, actually, by the federal government that we have applied for an initial study to look at a central corridor somewhere around the North Platte area, probably as far maybe east as out towards the airport, as far west maybe as Hershey or just beyond Hershey. It goes north and south, and it's several reasons for that. One is we'll have hopefully in the next year or so a lot of truck traffic coming off of Newberry with the opening of the new sustainable beef plant. We'll also be having some additional work and getting into the infancy of the rail park and our inland port out just this side of Hershey. So rather than getting behind the game, we try to be proactive and start studying that issue to see where some of those transportation corridors may be best suited. Or do we even need additional corridors, or is what we have acceptable? So hopefully we can receive some dollars, get some engineering people on board to study that issue. There'll be several meetings with stakeholders, and by stakeholders, you know, I'm talking about local government people, Hershey, people from the inland port, perhaps some sustainable beef people. Certainly those people in ag that are affected along those routes need to have some input, and the general public as well. So I think that probably over the next couple, 2-3 months, we hope to be hearing back on that, and hopefully it will be a successful application. But a very, very competitive grant when you go after several hundred thousand dollars on federal funds, it's difficult. I want to thank Samantha with West Central Development District that helped us with that grant application. They did a terrific, terrific job on writing that, and so I look forward to that. I think I'm very positive about it, our chances of getting that. Yeah.
All right, talking here, Joe Hughley, Lincoln County Commissioners. Joe, you know, moving on with this agenda from yesterday, anything else that stuck out to you?
I did appoint a committee that I had put on the agenda to discuss, consider ways to support the range fire mitigation and response in Lincoln County. That came out of a meeting that Chief Thompson and his people put on Tuesday and Thursday of last week. And so we got some great information, but information is only that unless we can implement it. So I appointed a committee, and I think that that was Jerry Woodruff and I believe Michaela Wooler to work with each of the fire districts, along with the North Platte Fire Department, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department, and other people, emergency management, to see what we can do to assist with that mitigation down the road. And that, those might be things. I know several years ago, I think it was Nebraska Public Power District, had some buried tanks out at the lake, you know, so we could fill fire trucks. I know that there's connections you can put on a center pivot, you know, that we can hook a fire truck up to get water to it. So just looking at different ways that we can assist and better coordinate our efforts as it goes down the road. It's not a matter of if we have any more fires in the prairies and range fires, because we will have, and we know that. So let's just try to be as prepared as we can, and that's what that was about. So yeah.
Yeah, totally understandable, especially with what we're seeing. We are seeing some moisture and precipitation in the radar for now, Wednesday and Thursday, but that wind's going to pick up, and that's how those fires can get going, especially if we don't see as much precipitation as what's expected right now.
Yeah.
So, Joe, anything else you'd have to mention about yesterday's meeting, or
no,
anything in the near future?
Again, welcome to public. We meet 9 o'clock in the Lincoln County Commissioner's room every Monday morning, and I think that our numbers are listed for each of the districts. They can call our administrative assistant, and would be glad to hear from any of our constituents, or glad to see them at the meetings.
All right, Joe, as always, we appreciate your time for stopping by, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.
Hey, you too, Jack. Have a good one.
Will do.
Thank you.